So we're just going to relax and breathe. Relaxing deeply, breathing into our heart space, feeling a deep sense of ease and grace, maybe even falling into that deep well of peace that underlies all of the activity all the time. This beautiful well of peace is filled with light and love and energy and health, wholeness and abundance, prosperity and joy. Oh, knowing that divine life, that beautiful life that is everywhere and always, is our lives right here and right now. We are that. We are the light and the love, the abundance and the energy, the intelligence, the creativity, the joy and the wonder that is always at the center. It is the very essence of life, and it is the essence of us. We are that. We are. And it is such a grace and a goodness to remember the truth of who we are. And so the first of three quotes that I got from Abraham today, Abraham said, "Take the worthiness that is yours." So let's think about us as light and love and wholeness and health and abundance and energy, and take that worthiness that is ours and let the fairies of the universe assist us. Stop taking so much responsibility upon yourself and live happily ever after. Shorten the crevasse between where you are and where you want to be on every subject to now. Ride the wave. Just pluck the fruit. You don't have to be the one who puts it in the ground anymore. You can just skip across the top of things and pluck the fruit of all the things you want. Oh, fruit! Oh, delicious this, delicious this, delicious this, delicious this. In other words, it's all right there for you. It's ready for you to receive it as fast and as soon as you will vibrationally let it in. Vibrationally letting it in. And so Abraham said another time, we would be working on setting our vibrational tone and letting the fairies of the universe adjust all things for us. You have an extraordinary friend and manager in this law of attraction that is responding to your vibration at all times. And no one and no thing can buck your vibration. And again, Abraham said, we want you to focus with us on the unseen fairies of the universe who are working with commitment in constant harmony with you and your requests, because it feels so good to us to ride on the wings of what you are about. This is co-creation at its best. So our inner beings and the fairies of the universe are riding on the wings of what we are about. And what we could be about is enjoying the fruit, the delicious fruit of life. So let's take a little time during this meditation time to enjoy some of the delicious fruit of life, in our imaginations, because there are so many delicious things in life. So let's take a moment and think about the deliciousness of sunshine. I know so many cold days when I go to the park, if I turn my back to the sun and just relax for a moment, even on a cold day, I can feel the warmth of the sun warming my back. Even in these wintry days that are often dark, the sun is still warming our planet every day, bringing the love and the light and the peace and the grace to us in all ways, allowing the trees to thrive, allowing the plants to thrive, allowing the fruit to come to maturity and deliciousness, allowing all the goodness that comes from the sun, and allowing us to bask in that wonderful goodness. So take a moment and think of the goodness that you receive from the sun. I love the sun streaming in the windows. I love the sun making rainbows. I love the sun casting shadows. Just think of some of the reasons that you love the sun. The sun provides a livable climate for the vast majority of this planet that isn't ocean. And the ocean is livable for many, many creatures too. So as we think of the deliciousness, let's think of the deliciousness of the earth. And think about the beauty that you've witnessed on this planet. The beauty of the trees and the plants and the flowers. The beauty of the oceans and the beaches and the cliffs. The beauty of the mountains, the rivers, the lakes, the creek. Think about what about this earth you just love. Think about the fertility of the soil in so many places. And you think about the magic of the trees taking what we exhale and delivering the oxygen that we want to inhale. It's magic. This universe is so beautiful. And while we're thinking of that beauty and the universe, let's think of the stars and maybe the moon and the other celestial objects, comets. Think about the most beautiful skies you have ever seen at night. Where were you The most extraordinary skies I've ever seen at night were in Utah and Wyoming. Just incredible stars, so close. Felt like you could almost touch them. How wondrous is the cycles of the moon, and watching the new moon and the dark sky and the crescent moon and the half moon and the three quarters and the full moon, and then it all going through in reverse until it's dark again. There is such beauty and magic in this gorgeous universe we live within. And it's amazing how awesome this fruit is that's ever available for us to appreciate. It doesn't even have to grow and ripen. It's right there in our memory and in our imagination. I've been seeing pictures of the Northern Lights, and I can imagine being in a perfect place to witness Northern Lights. I had a friend who went to Northern Europe somewhere, Norway, maybe Finland, and she stayed in a hut that had a glass ceiling. And she was able to lie in bed and watch the Northern Lights above her. There is so much wonder, so much beauty, so much grace. And perhaps you love animals. So take a moment to think of the most beautiful animals you've ever seen. Perhaps it's a kitty cat or a dog that you love dearly. Maybe you've been on safari and seen giraffes and elephants in the wild. Maybe you've seen beautiful white-tailed deer and foxes in local woods. Think of the beauty of animals. And savor some of that deliciousness right now. Such a good thing. Think of the most beautiful views you've ever seen. There are so many beautiful places on this planet. And we get to enjoy them. I'm remembering the Grand Canyon at night, where there was a thunderstorm on the other side of the canyon, and it was dry where I was. But looking across the canyon with the lightning coming down into and lighting up the canyon for a few seconds, and seeing all those incredible red rocks and structures and formations. Spectacular. Perhaps you've been somewhere where there was beautiful snow. Beautiful snow. Pristine. Do you remember hearing the snow fall where the world was so silent you could actually hear the little crystals of snow falling and hitting the ground. There's so much magic. And if you like water, think about places you've been. Perhaps you've been paddling, or perhaps you've been swimming, or maybe just walking along the edge of the beach, enjoying the lapping of the waves on your ankles as you walked, feeling the beauty and harmony of this day, and noticing the wonders around you. There's so much to love in life. We haven't begun to think about people. Think about babies or youngsters that you've known and loved. Call to mind some of those eager, smiling, laughing faces. And love those kids who may now be many decades past that childhood. But in your mind, there is still that perfect face. And you can savor the fruit of that deliciousness of having been there on that day when they had spaghetti all over their face or birthday cake. Or they received a gift for a birthday or a holiday, and they just lit up with joy. And think of your face lit up with joy in response to the face of a precious one. Such a gift. To have these incredible memories to call upon, to savor the love that we've experienced, to appreciate these magnificent beings of light who've come into our lives. And now think of a 20-something person that you remember with this kind of love. Could be a contemporary 20-something or an older time. But think of this beautiful, eager adult face with all the freshness and clarity and eagerness and beauty of a person exploring life, independent now and capable, and watching life unfold with this person. How exciting that is. So much to love. Let's think of a midlife person. Someone who's been through stuff. Who's seen the changes and the adaptations and the places where the path turned and something new appeared. And think about this middle year person that you love. Could even be yourself, if you're old enough. Can think of someone or you in your middle years and the choices that you made, and just send lots of love to that memory or that person that you think of with such warmth and caring and appreciation. And see the worthiness of this being. And wish them well. Send them all the love that you can muster. Maybe you even know the outcome if you're remembering someone and see their love blossom in their lives. Now think of an older person. I don't know what older means to you. Might be someone over 100 if you're Marcia. It might be someone in their 80s or 90s. Think of an older person. Someone you admire, perhaps someone who has gone before you, who was a mentor or a teacher or an inspiration. Someone who lived a life that you appreciated, or is living a life now that you appreciate. And let's bring that love to the older person. See the wisdom and the clarity and the beauty of this being. Send them love. If they're physical, that's great. If they're non-physical, they already have received it. Just allowing the love to flow. Just allowing the deliciousness of life to take us to places that feel so good. That's what Abraham meant by managing our vibration and letting law of attraction be our friend. As we feel good, as we find appreciation and love, the fairies of the universe have free rein in bringing us beauty and harmony and grace. Bringing life to us in exquisite ways so we can pluck the delicious fruit and allow ourselves to feel love, to feel joy, to smile, and to bask and savor life. What a joy it is to savor life. So we're coming to the end of our meditation time, and I just suggest that you stretch a little bit, maybe wiggle around and feel the energy of the room, feel the warmth and the light and the peace and the grace that are right here, right now. And it is good. And I am grateful. And so it is.